Monday, December the 9th, 1996.
Thank you for being with us. I'm sorry we are some in the short again tonight. Some portions.
I am happy to see anyone who wishes to join on these evenings. I know how busy you all are in your daily living, and therefore my thanks always go to you. I say to you, dear friends, are you comfortable to continue?
Yes, I am. Thank you. We all are, I think, aren't we?
Yes.
Let me come in and disturb you. Since the rain. It's not serious. It's
no.
It's a little tickle in the throat. It'll stop.
It causes no discomfort to me. I wish to say to you this time a few words about forgiveness. We have spoken briefly about this before, but I feel that you did not fully understand what I was trying to tell you.
Well, that was when you spoke about forgiving ourselves also.
Yes. I know that for some these words are difficult to interpret, because you say, of course I can forgive others. Are you comfortable?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope it's not disturbing you.
What is forgiving oneself? To forgive oneself, there needs to be the awareness and recognition of who and what you are. Without this, you cannot learn the discipline of forgiveness. Forgiveness is that awareness of self. It is the wisdom of knowledge. It is the seeking of the spiritual aspect of oneself. And only when these things come together will you know true forgiveness of the self. Only then, dear friends, will you begin to understand what it is to forgive another human being. Because when you feel necessity to forgive another, what you see before you is a fault that lies within yourself. spiritual being. An aspect of yourself which you cannot come to terms with. That is why I say the awareness of your own being is so important. Do you understand?
Yes.
When you feel the need for forgiveness to another, firstly look within. You understand, I hope. If you do not, please let us clarify it now.
We look within ourselves when we need to forgive somebody. To find we're looking to see if we've done something similar, that we can do something similar.
You need to look within to find the reason why it disturbs you so that you need to forgive another for it. You understand?
Yeah.
Surely there will be times when you need to forgive, and in fact you've looked inside yourself, maybe you can't find the answer, maybe it is the other person that you really do need to forgive, is that right?
No. You must always look within. Because in true forgiveness you understand, you are aware of all. In fully understanding yourself, then there is no need for your human forgiveness of another.
Okay.
Is that clear to you?
Excuse me. When you're learning to forgive, what or how should we look at criticism of ourselves?
Yes. If you find criticism to be too harsh, if you react badly to it, then again I say, look within. Because what you present to the world as your outer face, may I say, is how people will understand you. You give out the vibrations of what you are to others. You understand? Always, dear friends, become more aware of your own spiritual needs, and always you will find the answers to all questions and problems will become fully known to you. It is not difficult once you realize that all that you present to this world comes from within. Remember what I taught to you earlier. All is a cause and effect. What you give out rebounds back to you. So, if you are offended or you find it necessary in your earthly terms to forgive another, then I say to you, dear friends, the fault lies within yourself. Can you understand?
Yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I think, therefore, we need not return to this subject. Are you all now happy with forgiveness as I teach it to you?
You're gonna happy?
Yes.
Nobody who's not happy.
I think I can visualize an extreme where if we are all beacons of love, then we will only receive love back.
Yes, there will be no need for forgiveness.
Quiet.
You understand that.
That is the essence of it, isn't it? So there should be no need.
Yes. If you are pure love, then what you perceive from others will also be love. That is the very essence of all being. Love is the most important thing you will ever hold dear to you.
Yes, I think some of us, possibly not necessarily in this room, but some of mankind has stood to understand the sort of love of which you speak.
It is not easy to achieve whilst you tread this earth. But I would say to you, it should be something within your sight. It should be something that all of you work toward. It, if you like, and I may use one of your earthly terms, it should be your goal in life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. I think we're all striving towards that, and I think we all are pretty sure that we're not going to achieve it in this life, however much we may try.
No, but your understanding and your awareness will grow and will shine forth to the very best of your ability. If you are aware of what you are trying to achieve.
Yes, that would confirm something which was said a long time ago in this room. I forget the details, they don't matter. That often the effort to achieve something is more worthy of consideration than the achieving itself.
We know that you cannot achieve what is in fact spiritual natures whilst clothed in these bodies. But what you can achieve is the knowledge and the awareness and the trying to achieve that, dear friends, would earn you, shall I say, many good points. You understand?
Yes, thank you.
Think of yourselves as children in the classroom. Those who try earn themselves merit. Those who know what to do and yet decline to try, earn no merits at all.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I try to say to you. It is the trying and the awareness and the seeking out of that spiritual part of yourself which is in. You who may have the knowledge, all of you, but with your free will, again, you can either go forward or you can stand still.
Yes, I recall what you said was quite a time ago, that we do have a great responsibility.
Responsibility. Once you have the knowledge, becomes greater. Because to have the knowledge and do nothing with it is foolish, to say the least. To have the knowledge and stand still can, if I might say so, become a burden to you when you pass to our side of life. And to this end, you must avoid standing still. Dear friends, you have the opportunity, you have the growth and awareness, you have the knowledge, you have the love. You have the friendship of each other. So you see, there should be no reason why each one of you should not go forward in your own individual development.
Right.
Now, I would like to say a few words before I answer questions this time.
Yes, please.
As we approach your season of much joy and happiness throughout your earth, in many of your countries, I say to you that I will withdraw from you this time for a number of your meetings. I have said to you that sometimes this would be necessary.
You should have to understand.
And I said I would tell you in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I will return to you when you have your new earthly calendar year, and I wish when I return to bring with me one of interest to speak to you.
Thank you very much.
It has been some time since this has happened, but I feel that you have reached a point when a little more knowledge will be more acceptable to you.
Thank you. We shall look forward to that.
Hmm.
We quite understand why you have to go, because you did explain some time before. But nevertheless, we're going to miss you.
Mm-hmm. The opportunity is good at this time, because in many areas of your world there is much goodwill and happiness. This gladdens our hearts in my world. So So you see, the time is apt for some of us to withdraw from you and to go to those realms where our work is needed and where we can recharge ourselves, if I may use that expression.
Yes, I understand it. When our loss is somebody else's gain, we must look at it like that.
There will be no speech to others. It will be congregation of all of us who have come to this earthly plane, in order that we might bring forth knowledge. We need to return. We need to congregate ourselves and to see what we too have achieved.
Yes, I quite understand that too.
You understand.
Mm-hmm. And we take this opportunity, all of us, to wish you very great success in what you're doing.
Again, it is the opportunity of effort which is important.
Of course.
But you need not concern yourselves about my journey from you. Anticipate that all is going well, and I look forward to returning home for a short time, and then to return to you all refreshed.
You should certainly look forward to that.
Now, do we have questions?
Yes, I would, with your permission, like to ask my colleague something first. You remember Sanyamat said that we should be becoming aware of our own energy patterns. Mm-hmm. Has anybody had that experience? Nobody particularly aware of their energy patterns?
Feeling it more out of this. I can't describe any.
You can't.
Any configuration of this.
Yeah. Right, if nobody else has, I want to ask you, Sanjumat. I had a most peculiar experience. I use the word peculiar, and I don't quite know what sense it was peculiar, but not unpleasantly so. I was thinking of energy patterns one day in my quiet time, and I was standing outside, as it were, looking at myself, and I could see a cone of light above my body with a point light coming into it. And there seemed to be a translucent, I can only say, sort of hose pipe running spiral-like down round my body, between my body and the aura, which I could see quite plainly also. But this spiral didn't return to the source of power as I would have imagined it to. It seemed to be going straight into the ground. I can't think how I could have imagined anything like that, because the cone of light above me is also indicated by one of our members at another meeting we have, when sometimes the arms are lifted in the form of a cone, with the palms together just as though it was forming the same shape as I could see. Now, was I imagining, or was it an energy pattern?
Yes, it may be different. all of you within this room, I suggested should become more aware of the energy pattern. Let me tell you, your energies have increased as time together goes forward. More of you will become aware in different ways. You will not all be aware of the same thing, because you are all developing at different rates. Now let me return to you, dear friends. I say to you this. When the peoples on your earth speak about energy, they seem always to refer to energy as above and around the body. Remember that from top to toe, you are indeed a whole energy pattern. You are connected to the source of energy from both top and bottom. There is as much energy in the feet as there is in the top of the head. But because the people see the auras, as you call them, around the head area mostly, they assume, and assume wrongly, that that is the only energy field that exists. I have to tell you, dear friend, that from the very core of your earth also lies that energy which you all belong to. It is all around you. It is not in one specific area. So, if you were aware of energy being grounded, perhaps you would term it that way. That is nothing unusual. Do you follow?
Yes, yes. That explains that part of it, certainly, thank you. So I wasn't imagining what I saw.
No, energy. As you sit now, if you can all sit quietly, you should be aware of the energy rising through the bottom of your feet. Can I suggest that we spend a minute or two of your time in visualizing energy through the feet to give you some understanding that energy is everywhere. It is not only in your atmosphere, it is everywhere. You are connected in all areas of your body to that living energy. Remember always that energy is living. You understand?
Mm-hmm. So, what I saw could be symbolism for the energy which is flowing around us all the time.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. When your awareness becomes more acute, you will see energy patterns change in all things, whether it be above or below, in front or behind you. There are many shapes and sizes to energy. It is not static. It is a living, moving energy. Can you understand?
Yes. And am I right in thinking that energy
that energy which surrounds us can be molded by our thoughts.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You, dear friend, are energy. That is all you are. You are energy.
And our energy can have its effect upon the energy surrounding.
Of course.
And other people would become aware of those changes.
By your words, by your thoughts, by your actions. Of course, your thinking, again we return to the power of the thoughts,
yes,
can change the energy pattern which surrounds you.
So that also would account for the feeling that two people can have, either of attraction to each other. I don't mean a physical attraction, but an attraction which they feel, or an revulsion from each other. That would be their effect upon the energy surrounding them.
Yes.
Which is being interpreted by each of the people.
Yes. It is interpreted only because you have a physical brain.
Yes.
But it is all the same energy, but used differently, molded differently by the thoughts of each of you humans.
Yes, sir, as I have said in the past to people, the auras of two people can attract or repel.
Yes.
So that is the energy exercising those options.
If we were, for instance, to have someone within this room who was full of negativity and hatred, shall we say, you would be repelled, each one of you, because whilst you sit within this room, whilst we talk, your energy levels and awareness is raised. And to become confronted by this type of negativity would be too much of a shock, that each energy would rebound from each other. You understand? We have to talk more deeply about energy. I keep saying this to you, but it is a subject which is immense for your understanding. But I will try to clear some points as we go along.
Thank you very much.
But, dear friend, you were not imagining what you achieved was indeed a greater awareness of the energy which is both yourself within and without.
Well, that's nice to know, Lincoln. I do hope that it was such a wonderful experience. I hope my colleagues here will be able to have it also.
I would perhaps say to you that the cone above you was perhaps pulling you from the earthly vibration, but reaching down to the ground was the steady goods which has to keep you here.
Thank you.
Standing back and watching such energy work has given you the awareness a little of what happens within.
Yes, it was very vivid. I shall never forget it.
You have so much more to experience, but take it for what it was, another step in your knowledge of awareness of all that you are.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad to have that answer. Anybody else have questions?
I think, Miss Jane, that I will leave you. I leave you all with much love. I leave you all attached to that great creative force to which we all belong. I ask that you continue to love and to serve others as you do. I give you all my blessing in your season of goodwill which is coming to your earthly plane. And I say to you, dear friends, until we meet here again, may all that is good be with you.
Thank you very much indeed. And we hope that you too will be refreshed, as I'm sure you will be, and be happy in your separation from us for a few weeks. God be with you. God appears with you and will be with you. You may not be here, but you won't be out of our mind, I'm sure of that.